So if it felt like that your situation at the grocery store hasn't changed much and that prices keep going up, you're not wrong about that. The CPI came out just minutes ago, and for May, basically on an adjusted basis, did not move from April. And the reason for that is energy went down 3.6%, but food, and especially food away from home, went up 0.4%, kind of offsetting whatever gains we've had at the pump. We'll see how the Federal Reserve processes that as they exit their monthly meeting around 2 o'clock this afternoon, because we're all looking for a little relief when it comes to interest rates. I was in heaven this weekend because the French Open is really one of the most fun of the Grand Slam tournaments, because the points just go on forever and there's some great athleticism there. And you can see some of the tennis stars of the future in a big event coming up in our backyard on the Cranbrook Tennis Courts in Bloomfield Hills, right there west of Woodward on Lone Pine Road. And to tell us more about it is a friend, a neighbor, but also one of the greatest supporters of tennis in our community, David DeMuth, who is CEO of Donor with word of the 2024 Cranbrook Tennis Classic. David, good morning.
Yes. Hi, guys. Thank you for having me. We could have done this in your driveway.
could have been on remote.
We could have. We could have had some young DeMuth tennis stars of the future hitting the ball behind us for a little ambient noise there. This is the second go around. Just tell me how well it went in 2023. And this is all part of the Challenger Tour, which is, I guess, for the golfers out there, it'd be like bringing the Corn Ferry to Metro Detroit.
Yeah, it's like the ATP Challenger Tour is, it's kind of like the AAA baseball equivalent, what it is to major leagues. But we're going to have players, ranked anywhere between 100 and 200 in the world. You were just referencing the French Open, and we have, I think, 10 players coming who've all played in the French Open, including a player named J.J. Wolf, who's from Cincinnati, Ohio, who had the honor of losing to the champion Carlos Alcaraz in the first round of the French. So the level of tennis is going to be truly world class. Great players. Last year I was blown away by the reception that we got. I always joke like I had never even run a 10 and under tennis tournament before, and and I jumped into this running a professional event, but the response was amazing last year. We had great players. Again, players ranked anywhere between 100 and 200 in the world. The competition and the level was intense. We had over 3,000 fans come out. We had over 30 sponsors. We live streamed the tournament on the ATP website globally. I think had well over 200,000 unique views. So really great engagement and the way the community came out. We had 70 volunteers from the community. We had 100 kids from local tennis programs that served as ball kids. So it was a really nice sort of coming together of the tennis, sports, and community in the greater Detroit area. So we're looking to build on that this year and make it even bigger and better.
David, how big is it to have young people there, up and coming tennis pros, maybe our future tennis pros, being able to see this in their own backyard?
Look, I think it's an amazing, opportunity. I have a couple of boys who played tennis at a very high level, and I know their inspiration to really work hard and commit to the sport came when I took them to the U.S. Open when they were young boys. Not everybody gets to go to the U.S. Open, so our tournament is an incredible opportunity for kids to see world-class tennis. Like, you're like sitting on the court. It's not like, sitting in the top section at the U.S. Open and they look like little dots. You're like right there on top of the action. And I think that's really inspiring. And the players tend to be really accessible and engaging. So it's an amazing opportunity for kids. And our connection with the Palmer Park Tennis Academy in Detroit is really special. So those kids get to come out, serve as ball kids, watch the tennis and get inspired. And like I said, to go to the U.S. Open is a rather expensive proposition. I joked last year, our tickets were cheaper than a hot dog at the U.S. Open. you get to see world-class tennis up close. And you might see the next Carlos Alcaraz at our tournament. So it's a special opportunity. And this year we have something really cool planned on Monday, July 1st. We'll have 32 kids out from the Palmer Park Tennis Academy in Detroit for a 2.5 hour training session with some of the top coaches from the USTA, as well as the head coaches of the University of Michigan and Michigan State. And they're going to do a 30-minute talk on navigating junior tennis and college tennis opportunities and things like that. So we have some really cool special things planned in addition to the tennis that are a way to give back to the community and get more people engaged in what we're doing.
David, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe, just being in the sports office at Local 4 for several years, that there was this push to try and get pro tennis into our area. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, look, it's been on my mind for about 10 years because, you know, I moved here from Cleveland and I got involved in the tennis community. I coached. I was the assistant coach for the University of Detroit Mercy for a while. And I was always sort of taken aback by the size of the tennis community in the greater Detroit area and sort of the diversity of it. Like, a lot of different people are playing tennis. If you go out to high schools and public parks and things like that, the courts are packed. So it sort of bothered me. Like, I was like, why isn't there a pro tennis event here? We're a major market. We should have pro tennis here. And the problem was, you know, in addition to having the wherewithal to organize it and all that stuff, there was no likely venue. Mm-hmm. And once we built this new facility at Cranbrook, kind of the light bulb went off in my head. I was like, I think we could host like a challenger level tour event here. So I just started writing letters to people and I eventually got a response. And when they came out to see the facility at Cranbrook, which is really, it's just beautiful. It's world-class, and kind of got a sense of the broader Cranbrook campus. Everybody was like, wow, this would be an amazing place. And I should say that the team at Cranbrook have been amazing partners in helping us build this event.
Well, they've built an amazing facility there that is really friendly. We should point out, I'm a TV guy and a tennis guy, but I got to tell you, TV doesn't do tennis justice. When you see these players in person, you can see the kick on serves that kind of eludes you when you're watching on television. You can see them bend the ball in ways that you can't experience on television.
Yeah, for sure. I think just the speed of the ball, the weight of the ball, the spin, and then just the sheer athleticism of these guys. These guys, in my opinion, tennis players are the best athletes in the world because, you know, there's a lot going on to play tennis. There's hand-eye coordination, there's movement, there's agility, there's fitness, and then throw in there, oh, by the way, you're out there all alone, you know? So there's, like I always say in tennis, there's no blaming it on the goalie, you know, when you lose.
Well, or as we saw at the French Open, it's also being able to do a face plant to get to a drop shot in the dirt. I mean, there's a risk-reward thing that these guys do as well. David, thanks so much for just being a great ambassador for the game we love and for both you and Donor getting behind this. The ATP Challenger Tour coming to the Cranbrook Tennis Classic. This is June 30th through July 7th. And just $25 a day, and it can inspire a number of kids. We thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
And you can check this out, CranbrookTennisClassic.com, CranbrookTennisClassic.com. We know the WNBA has set all kinds of records. There's also this discussion about Team USA in the Olympics. We'll get into all of it with Steve Courtney next on JR Morning at 8:49.